Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now, here's some questions for my listeners. Have you ever gone to a nutritionalist? I haven't, and we're going to do it today. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to suffer from heavy metal toxicity? They're finding out about that in Flint, Michigan these days. Have you ever wanted to know why your eating habits need to change? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you embrace a healthier way of life? Tell me, have you ever heard of an amazing book called Edible to Incredible? Don't you love that title? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to begin your own new healthy journey? If you can answer yes, or maybe, to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest who is visiting with us from Singapore, where it's 5 a.m. in the morning. She is an author and she specializes in nutrition. She will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about our own nutrition. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk4 Media, and we are syndicated on 6 networks with over 5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She was Canadian born, and she's lived in the U.S., India, Hong Kong, and she's now living in Singapore. Her East and West exposure fused into a passion to discover health naturally but realistically. According to her, just the way we spend on good education and make informed financial investments, we need to invest wisely in our health. She believes while aging may be inevitable, diseases are not. Our beliefs and how we treat our body can create healing processes that are little understood by medical science. It's my pleasure to welcome to our show today Sheba Majmudar from Singapore. Hi, Sheba. How are you?
Hi, January. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Now, what's it like going through life with a fabulous name like Sheba? You are actually the first Sheba I've ever met. You're the first Sheba I've ever interviewed. Tell us a little bit about Sheba.
So Sheba, the queen of, easy to remember the name. Mm-hmm. I've met a lot of dogs called Sheba. So, but it is a royal name. Yes. I've kind of been all over, and I think that's what really started my journey on the quest, really, for, you know, how to improve my health, how to improve my family's health, So when my son got sick, and he was just 2.5 and 3, and he had, you know, this bronchitis, and the doctor said, oh, he's going to have a nebulizer and antibiotics. And it was just terrifying. It was horrifying. And I just felt that there was probably another way that we could do this. It's just that I was frustrated because I didn't know how and I didn't know what. Mm-hmm. And that kind of triggered my journey into researching and just going into it. And I got so interested, I got pulled into it to the point where I started, you know, studying and doing my master's and doing all kinds of, you know, different things in order to just see, get the whole picture.
Okay. Well, you know, I always love to start the show off by asking our guests to share where their success story began, to share a little bit of your backstory. Where were you born and who were your early mentors?
So I was born in Canada, so I'm actually Canadian.
Okay.
And I lived in Anchorage, Alaska for a while. Yeah, and then we moved back to India, and I didn't have, at that time I still wasn't into nutrition at all, but when I got into Singapore and then when I had my kids, that's when I was looking for some answers. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Bruce Shelton, he just recently passed away, you know, bless his soul. He's the most wonderful man, and he is the father of homeopathy. Not many people are aware of homeopathy, but basically it's an alternative medicine which has been around for a few centuries now.
Mm-hmm.
It started in Germany. And he was a medical doctor. He was getting frustrated. He didn't have any information. I mean, he wasn't getting the answers and solutions. And so he started his journey, and he became a homeopath.
Okay.
And he's a brand name on his own. And he started teaching me and all about homeopathy. And then I also encountered Dr. Kimberly Ballas.
Uh-huh.
She is a very well-known naturopath living in Casper.
Okay.
And so for 2-3 years, I was just under her, and she was mentoring me. And she's a full-fledged naturopath. And she's the one who put me on to actually analyzing blood tests.
Okay.
Medical blood tests, just regular medical blood tests. And that just, you know, changed. It was life-changing, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I asked for mentors, you really have come through for us. We have Dr. Bruce Shelton and Dr. Kimberly Ballas from the USA. Now, did your parents go back to live in India, or are they still there, or where are they?
Yeah, so they're back in India now.
Uh-huh.
And they're Americans as well, so they travel back and forth from time to time.
Okay. And so how often do you get back to India?
So I'm there every year, pretty much.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I went to India with one of my daughters who was a flight attendant with United Airlines, and I got to go with her on her trip, which was fabulous. We had a wonderful time, and when we were in the hotel, the most amazing thing happened. There was a young Indian couple who were getting married.
Oh, my God. Oh, big fat Indian wedding.
Oh, yeah. And this was unbelievable because we were out in the lobby, and we just got 2 nice, comfortable chairs. We ordered a drink, and we watched the show. Fabulous. I mean, the outfits that the women wore, the bride was in red, the jewelry, it's quite a spectacle, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it goes on for a few days, so it's not just 1 day. So, yeah.
Now, did you have a big Indian wedding?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Well, I had 1,000 people for my wedding, so yeah.
1,000 people. Now, was this in Canada or back in India?
No, it was back in India, so it was easier. But
Where do you find 1,000 people?
In India, that's easy. Very easy.
And they all were probably relatives, huh?
Mostly, but then we do have, of course, a lot of family, friends, etc. So yeah, the list just goes on.
Okay, we just saw the big fat Greek wedding number two. My husband and I saw this week. Now, did you marry an Indian boy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, that's the key to that. And how did you meet him?
Actually, I met him while I was still studying. I was in college, and we were introduced through common friends. And then, yeah, we just kind of hit it along. And then we just decided, okay, we're just supposed to be together. So, it's easy.
Okay. And, of course, being in Singapore, you're fairly close to India. So you can obviously get there back and forth. How did you decide to settle in Singapore?
Well, actually, that was by default because he got his first job in Singapore.
Okay.
So, yeah, and at that time I wasn't working. So I joined him and then I actually started, when I had my kids, I started studying.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't work until much later.
Okay. And so you trained also under Dr. Eric Pearl, whose healing has been scientifically proven and goes beyond energy healing techniques. There are frequencies that are being experienced for the first time on this planet, which do not obey the normal laws of physics as we know it.
Yep.
So unexplainable healings are instantly possible. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I've seen it. So it's absolutely can, I think people all around, he goes all around the world. And the reason why he is known is because, you know, people can feel it. People can see it. Non-believers, people who have just no faith, no idea. They see it. They can feel it. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Those 3 days with him were just amazing. It's for anybody.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So you can absolutely, it's very palpable. So it's kind of easy because you actually see everything, feel everything, and it's just, and then you can see the effect of it almost instantaneously. So,
this is a fascinating interview. I'm so glad you are on the show. I shared earlier with our engineer, Chad, that you were kind of a last minute, we had a cancellation, and I had an opening. And, of course, I totally adore killer titles on books. And your book is entitled Edible to Incredible. And how did you come up with that? I love it.
Wow. I meditated on that, actually. Oh, I was wondering what the hell to call my book. And I just asked for some guidance there. And I just thought that some of the things that I've written in the book, a lot of people would find like, I don't know, not believable. So I thought that was incredible. And the edible part is easy to understand because there's a lot of stuff on, you know, health and food and, you know, all of that. So it just kind of, rang very nicely.
Yes, I think it's brilliant. And I also think our sponsors are brilliant. And we're going to hear from them right now. And we'll be back with Sheba.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the Great Success Creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. The Boy on Shady Grove Road explores a humble but adventurous childhood in rural Arkansas during the 1940s and 50s. Clyde McCulley's juvenile innocence and sense of wonder capture universal mysteries and dreams of childhood, while coming to terms with family, friends, and faith in the segregated South. With wit and heartfelt gratitude, The Boy on Shady Grove Road ponders the most basic questions while celebrating the warmth of belonging, the joys of freedom, and the simple pleasures of life. Available on Amazon and StoryNightPress.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Wine Zone today. Today we're visiting with a guest who is Skyping in from Singapore. Her name is Sheba Majmudra, and she is visiting with us, and she has written an amazing book called Edible to Incredible. She is a practicing nutritionist, neuropath, who has been interviewed as an expert in her field by BBC Morning News and Channel News Asia. She has mentored some of the most experienced integrated doctors. She has effectively bridged the medical world with the nutritional world, empowering clients to take one step at a time, taking them from multiple medications to none, from years of fertility challenges to natural pregnancies, from the pain of arthritis to a pain-free life. Okay, Sheba, you have had quite an amazing career. What made you write this book, this wonderful book?
So I have seen clients over the years. I just felt that there were more people who could be helped. So I was getting so many amazing testimonials and everything, and I just felt that, wow, how could I reach out to more people? And that's when I said, oh, gosh, I think I better pen all this down, you know? And it kind of started off as not even a chapter. It was just that, oh, I need to put my thoughts down as to what are the different things that a person needs to be just aware of, you know, to start their journey. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at your resume, and you cured yourself from many, many things. Could you share that with our listeners, some of the things you cured yourself of?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think the journey starts in working on yourself before you even try and help others. So I've always had an autoimmune issue, which is called psoriasis. It's a skin condition. I've had it since I was a child, so it's been a long time. And I also had I don't know many people, whether listeners know about it, but it's called leaky gut. I had candida overgrowth, which is basically kind of like fungus. And I had multiple food allergies, and I even had an injury which led to spondylosis. So it was painful. I had certain hormonal imbalances as well. So there were a lot of things going on, and so I was, as I said, I was actively seeking, and as I continued to work on myself and as I continued to work on my clients, I had a lot of revelations as I was working on clients, because you always learn from clients as well. It's never just a one way.
You have quite an amazing history yourself, and all of these techniques are mentioned in your book, and you've applied new ways of investigating to identify the root causes of health issues and recommending the relevant nutrients and therapies that have transformed thousands of clients' health by improving blood test results, and this has allowed medical doctors to work with you. Let's talk about How important is a blood test result?
So I think that's the most basic thing that you'd want to get done, the most basic thing. And most people, you know, supposing, just to give an example, if you want to lose weight, no one's going to get a blood test just because they're trying to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
But I would actually absolutely recommend that you get a blood test done, because when I started doing that for my clients, we found out that, oh, you know, they may be low in iron, or they're just feeling really tired and fatigued. Their metabolism is slow because they don't have enough iron or not enough zinc. And so you could lose the weight, but you put it all back on because you've not addressed the metabolic issues that are related to, you know, to having had gained the weight in the first place. So, mm-hmm. so these reasons, when you start looking at the identifying the nutrient gaps, that's when you can plug it in and, okay, you don't have to go back to square one anymore. So it's that mm-hmm. much easier for the body to handle and of course, lose the weight quicker simply because you've given it the body what it needs.
Okay. So the body is asking for things and we're not aware. However, when we do get the blood test, it tells us what things are low, what things, sometimes you probably have too much of something,
exactly.
don't you?
Absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so it's very important when you go to your doctor for your yearly examination to make sure that you get a really good, accurate blood test. And you recommend that too, don't you?
Absolutely. The only issue is, January, that most doctors are not trained to read between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean is, you know, no one's looking for the patterns. No one's looking for what is the body trying to tell us through a mm-hmm. blood test. Because everyone's just, you know, medical doctors are generally typically just looking at things that are out of range. And to me, that's already too late. There's already too much going on at that stage. So we try and nip it in the bud and see what the body's trying to tell us what it needs. So we're looking at optimal. And then mm-hmm. from optimal, mm-hmm. we're seeing how far away the body is from optimal. So it's a very different approach from the regular medical doctors. And mm-hmm. I'm sure there are a lot of integrated doctors who do look at it that way, and they probably give you a better perspective of what's really going on with the body, as
okay.
opposed to just X, you know, numbers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and your book is different from other health books out there. Could you share a few ways that it's different?
Yeah, so typically health books are focused on one aspect, so it could be thyroid, it could be brain, it could be gut uh-huh. health, etc. Mm-hmm. I just found that it's everything comes together, everything is connected. So it's not just about detoxification, it's not just about weight loss, it's not just about food, it's about everything, and it's different for everybody. You know, everyone's biochemistry is unique. So, you know, if I'm going to tell someone to have fish and eggs, it doesn't mean that it's going to work for another person.
Okay.
So I kind of tried to put everything out there that I've seen over the years, which I think are really can be very useful tools for the person, or to even get them thinking or starting to go on the right track. That, okay, what could be my solution, you know? And it's different for everybody. So that's what I've tried to put out there, different solutions for everybody.
Well, and I love the part where it's basically your custom. you're making these solutions apply in a custom way to
yeah.
each person, because it's, as you said earlier, it's not relevant to everyone to do the same thing. We all need to find our very own health journey, and I
yes.
think this is fabulous to have you on the show. We will take a break and hear from our sponsors, and then when we come back, we're going to share a little bit of the health journey you can take when you go to Sheba's website, and especially when you go to buy her amazing book. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for revolution? Are you tired of a life that doesn't feel like you anymore? That doesn't uplift you and create wholeness? You are ready for something different. Stop making life hard and find your enjoyment revolution. laughter, alignment, and real change, sustainable change, deep, beautiful, creative, unfolding change. Come join us at enjoymentrevolution.com. It will change the way you do life.
The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast Success Stories with January Jones. I'm visiting with a wonderful guest from Singapore. Her name is Sheba Majmudar, and she is the author of Edible to Incredible. Sheba, could you share your website information with my listeners and tell them how they can get your wonderful book?
Yeah, sure. So it's the website is ShebaTheNutritionist.com.
Okay.
It's all one word. And and the book is available on Amazon, and it's available on mostly all other international websites, so book selling websites. So it should be easy to download as well. It's available on Kindle, so you can download it instantly.
Okay. And I have it in front of me that I've got the content page, and she has written 21 chapters that have covered topics from cleansing to spiritual nutrition, calcification, equilibrium, everyday poison, weight management, and the digestive system. She has covered, you name it, she's covered it. So this would be a wonderful book to give for Mother's Day or to anyone who is struggling with weight or health issues. This is a fabulous book, and it's available for you at Amazon. Now, can they get the book at your website too?
Not yet. Still working on that. But
okay. All right. Okay. Now I need to ask you for some advice. I have a friend who is having hip replacement. She had hip replacement, and it's infected, and now they're going to take her hip out. What nutritional advice could you give her?
So I think the first thing is that there are many ways to deal with an infection. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be the antibiotic route, because sometimes that makes things worse. So,
really?
Because you're not addressing the fungal or viral that may be present as well, which is almost always the case. So when you've got antibiotics in there, you're killing off the good and the bad bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of makes it harder for the body. So it's not able to fight off the fungal infection that basically comes in, because nature doesn't like a vacuum. So the moment mm-hmm. you kill off the good and the bad, you've got the fungal that takes its place. So mm-hmm. And that can cause, it's much harder to get rid of fungal infection. So that could cause complications on its own. But there are many, many natural ways of actually fighting off infections. So,
okay.
Yeah, I do mention it in my book, but silver is one of them.
Silver,
yeah.
Okay.
In a solution. So, yeah, you could get a nano silver or you could get a colloidal silver, and that works really well because it works against viral, bacterial, and fungal.
Okay.
Three in one, yeah. And, of course, if you could just go to the, any doctor's going to be willing to give you vitamin C IV, through a drip. And, wow, that works really well as well. So So there are a few things that you could do that could just help kind of mitigate that infection. So you don't need to go in for something, you know, like as big as another surgery or operation.
Okay. Now, nanosilver, where do you find that? I've never even heard of it.
Okay, so you do get it in some really, you know, the integrated health websites where they sell all kinds of supplements. You'd probably find them there. There's another, I think, another name called Smart Silver. It has a few names, but if you start looking for silver solution or nanosilver, you'll probably find a few websites that would deliver mm-hmm. that same thing to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a vitamin C IV, that you'd have to have a doctor administer that, uh-huh. right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But you can mm-hmm. request for it, and they do it. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's just that it's probably not regular protocol for most doctors, but yeah.
It's amazing. I've never heard of any of these things. Thank you for sharing that advice with our listeners. Now, in your own definition, what is healing? How do you define healing?
Wow, that's such a big question. Mm-hmm. I think healing is a journey, and it never really stops. So okay. I can say that I've healed myself, I'm free of XYZ, but I'm still working on myself, you know? And mm-hmm. And that's an everyday thing. So I don't think people need to stop. You know, I think the search continues. You may be on the right path, but you just go deeper and deeper and deeper. So there are so many layers to each of us. So I think it's all about working on all the layers that we are. So sometimes, you know, we kind of solve our physical issues, but we may have emotional stuff that's still there. We may have mental stuff that's still there. And so on. So I think the journey continues, and we need to work on ourselves. And I think there's never really any, you know, an end point to health and healing.
Right. Now, could you share a little bit about some of the clients you've helped in your practice?
Yeah, sure. So I had a very heartwarming case where one lady, she had done multiple fertility treatments for the past couple of years. And she had what is known as polycystic ovaries, which is a hormonal mm-hmm. condition. So you don't really get your periods regularly. So it's, uh-huh. so, which is why it makes it hard to conceive. And so she was taking fertility drugs, but it didn't help her. And then she uh-huh. had to go to an IV specialist. And okay. he said, boy, you know, you've got such a poor track record. We may not be able to do the, you know, IV if until you lose weight and maybe we see some change. And she was really upset with him because she said, look, I've been running marathons and I've not lost even half a pound.
Yeah.
So she was at a point where she was like, you know, in tears. But one of her colleagues kind of directed her to me, and she came. And long story short, She lost 9 kilos in 2 months, and then she continued to lose the weight, and she lost 12 kilos in about 3 months. And what was amazing was, of course, within the first month, she got her periods on time. She continued to get her periods. And after the 3 months, the doctor said that, oh, you no longer have polycystic ovaries. He actually cleared her of the condition.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
The following month, she got pregnant.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. And then she wrote a testimonial for me 3 months into her pregnancy and saying, Sheba, just wait 3 months and then I'm going to write it for you. And it was amazing. She's got a beautiful baby girl and she's happy and no medications, no drugs, no nothing. Just a beautiful pregnancy.
Yeah. Now, Sheba, name for us a few must-have tools, supplements that you need to keep in your home for every day?
Yeah, that's a good question. What I just mentioned to you, the silver, it's something that I keep at home all the
silver.
Time. It's like a first aid. You want to use it the moment you're kind of just catching something or just feeling under the weather. I would do that. I would definitely keep some therapeutic grade essential oils at home because mm-hmm. they are highly antibacterial, antimicrobial. So mm-hmm, even mm-hmm. just diffusing that, applying that, you've got a head start compared to anybody else. So, okay. And they're so pleasant to use. It's such a beautiful feeling to use essential oils. Mm-hmm. And I just really like to get people to definitely take some liquid vitamin C, liposomal vitamin C. This is a non-irritating liquid version and very gentle, and it can be taken by, you know, pretty much all age groups, just different doses. And that
okay, now, I've never seen liquid vitamin C, so would you have to go on the internet to buy that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can just type in liposomal vitamin C, and you'll probably find a few. But yeah, that's the thing. Most people aren't aware of this. It's a much better, smarter version of vitamin C, you see, and it's more bioavailable, meaning it works better in your body and quicker in your body. So you want something like that. You know, people love shortcuts. So, yeah.
Okay, and that covers tools and supplements. We're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors, but let's talk about calcification as a recurring health challenge when we come back. We'll be right back with Sheba.
January Jones presents Drs. Ed Feiereisen and Bob Ruotolo, co-founders of Motive Creations, as sponsors. For those seeking more empowerment and control over their happiness and well-being, you have come to the right spot. MC365 provides the necessary tools and techniques to make your life even more spectacular. Today is the perfect day to start your journey to become happier and healthier. Our mission is to help you achieve yours. Seeking to reduce stress? Start now. Want a better relationship? Start now. Increase your self-esteem? Start now. Do you want more passion in life? Start now. Enroll at www.januaryjones.com. That's januaryjones.com. Orgasm long and prosper. Learn the secret of the one-hour orgasm. Experience the dynamic connection between extended orgasm and spirit. Enhance your bedroom skills with precise instruction in the art of ecstatic sex. Become an accomplished lover capable of sexually satisfying any partner. Men, master ejaculation control. Learn how to orgasm without coming. Cultivate sexual energy. Create a spiritual context for your lovemaking. Feel the bliss of full body, multiple orgasms. Learn how to relax in high states of arousal for extended periods. Visit www.howtoprolongsexualorgasm.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul. People who have faced difficult problems. People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes. People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
I'm pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is also available at audiblebooks.com. Today, we have a very priceless personality visiting with us from Singapore, Sheba Majmudar. And she has a Master of Science in Human Nutrition, Bachelor of Arts, Diploma of Clinical Herbology, Reconnective Healing, Biodynamic Craniosacral Therapy, Aroma Therapist, Nutripuncture, and she has worked in Advanced Blood Chemistry Analysis. You have been a very busy girl, haven't you?
Yeah. boring.
And I can tell from the interview that you love what you do. Share with us your thoughts on calcification. What's that all about?
Yeah, so that's a chapter on its own in my book. Mm-hmm. It really is just aging. That's what calcification really is. But in essence, what I'm trying to share in my book is that calcification is basically a hardening, right? Calcium goes and it's supposed to harden bones, but when it starts hardening the wrong things, which is soft tissue, which means cataracts, which means arthritis, your joints, which means it's creating kidney stones and gallstones, and it's doing the things that it's unfortunately it's hardening soft tissue that is not supposed to harden. So it creates multiple conditions, but it's just one thing. It's calcification. It's calcium that's in excess because our body pH is so acidic. So the body has to use the calcium stores from the bones in order to neutralize our acidic pH. And and that's really the starting of the process of aging.
All right. And that does certainly make sense. Acidic doesn't bode well. What would you say to someone who is at a dead end and are almost giving up with their health?
So I think this is where prayers do make a difference. I do believe in the unseen. So I've seen a lot of miracles happen. But beyond prayers and stuff, what we do need to look for is I would always ask the universe for answers. I said, please, can you show me the way? And many a time you'll meet the right person, you'll meet the right doctor, you'll meet the right therapy or the therapist, and that's when your journey really starts to unfold. And I find that, like I said, there are many therapies out there. I've tried to put in as much as I could in my book, but there are so many things that work. But yeah, like the moment you start asking the question and start following the leads, you will find a way to kind of start your journey. So, and it may not be the medical route, right? Because that's where people have tried it, and that's when they're tired, burnt out, and so that's when people start exploring other avenues. And that's what my book is about: exploring other avenues and seeing, hey, which one fits the bill.
Okay, and you seem to go against the grain of conventional medical thinking. And I think you are definitely outside the box with this wonderful book. How long did it take you to write this book?
Yeah, it took about a year. It was just all the stuff that I was seeing that I put into in my book. But so I've not put references out there because I didn't want to make it like a medical sounding. But all the information is out there. The moment you we've got information at our fingertips now. So there's a lot of information and misinformation. What I've tried to do is sieve that and kind of put it there, and then let the person decide, okay, this sounds interesting, let me go and do some further research on it. And sure enough, they'll come across many things that are actually including medical journals and articles that actually that are published, that are out there.
And you work very hard at getting to the root cause. And what does that mean to you, the root cause?
Yeah, so I have a lot of clients who have the impression that, okay, I've got blood pressure. Do you have an alternative supplement for blood pressure? So I tell them, we want to find out why do you have the blood pressure in the first place, rather than just instead of using medication, we use a natural supplement. It's okay to do that, but we need to find out why. So we dig deeper and find out why is that person having the blood pressure issues? It could be tied to something emotional. It could be tied to just being dehydrated. So it could be one single thing that is affecting the whole body. So Something like dehydration affects the entire body, head to toe. So yeah, it could be something so simple. But yeah,
okay, so basically what you're saying is that a lot of people who have blood pressure problems, they need to drink more water, right?
Yeah, but the right kind of water is important as well. So I have another chapter in my book on just that. Like drinking the right kind of water makes all the difference. So yeah, and that's the first most basic nutrient our body needs. You know, we can survive without food, but, you know, when we have the right kind of water, wow, our body just responds so beautifully.
Okay, well, my husband has had some blood pressure issues, so I'm going to order your book and find out what kind of water I need to get into him. And I think dehydration, it's a big problem, isn't it, for a lot
of
people?
You're absolutely right. Almost everybody I know is dehydrated, from children to older adults. So it's a rampant problem.
Oh,
so it affects everyone differently, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that you've covered it in your wonderful book. For our listeners, be sure to go to Amazon and order Edible to Incredible and All Things Between. And this is the nutrition kit for every home that Sheba has created and shared with us. And Sheba, it's been wonderful to have you on the show. And now, sweetie, you can go back to bed.
Thank you. I'm very energized with your show. So thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it's been great. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today from Singapore with Sheba. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful. Welcome to our wonderful no whining world. When you can, sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and then you can go out and share our show with everyone you know. Thank you again to my wonderful guest today from Singapore, Sheba Majmudar. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.